Central League Championship basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Daily Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's Central League Championship girls basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Springfield Cougars and the Ridley Green Raiders. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza and Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Harrington High School, up the road here in technically Bryn Mawr. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, set for the 2020 Central League Tournament Championship Boys and Girls Games here at Harrington, a beautiful gym out in the middle of the country, along with special guest. Oh, he's back with us. Radnor girls basketball coach, head baseball coach Mark Jordan, along with Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, and crystal clear is Pete Fulginetti, the first of two today. We start ladies before gentlemen, the girls game. It is Springfield 18-4, Ridley 20-3. Springfield back in the championship game for the fourth time in the last 5 years, folks. Looking for title number 4. They won 3 of them, 2005, 2010, 2018. Ridley advancing to this game for the first time since 2014. Thank you, Mike Iannacci, Mr. Ridley TV and broadcaster, for that information. They lost that game. So Ridley looking for their first ever Central League Girls Basketball Tournament Championship. And then we got the boys game to follow. It'll be Pencrest and Haverford. First, we're going to go to Pete. I know you're excited to see a lot of new faces here the last couple of years. You know, Garnet Valley was taking on Springfield.
Dave, I was really surprised when I saw the results on our website the other night. Garnet Valley girls and boys are not here tonight, and I would expect them to see at least the boys here. But I'm sure they'll make themselves known in the district playoffs. I'm sure of that.
That's the way this year has gone, 2019-2020.
Yeah. But still, winning tonight to get that trophy for the Central League title, it's going to be a big thing, especially for these girls.
Yeah.
The Ridley girls, it would be something. It's been so many years. I don't think they've ever won it, you said. So this would be a big night for them.
And we're going to get the mark here in a second. We have Akai McNichol, sixth-year head coach of the Lady Cougars of Springfield. And they are technically, 18-4, as I said, Ridley 20-3. Ro Falcone in her first year head coach for the Lady Raiders. And they beat Haverford actually in the get here the other night, 34-23. Regular season, Springfield Delco was a winner by about 13 points over Ridley, and that game was at Ridley. All right, Coach.
First of all, great to be back with you guys. Thanks for having me back on board, Michael, David, and the gang. We played, obviously, both of these teams during the year. Springfield is still Springfield. They have their great shooters. They'll spread you out. Alyssa Long is the straw that stirs that drink. She's a fantastic point guard, controls tempo. She's feisty as they come. They rely on the three-point shot big time. I think one of the top shooters in the county is Alexa Abenizio, over 43 pointers this year. Rachel Connor can shoot the ball. She has over 33 pointers this year. Alyssa will shoot the ball once in a while, not much. Her game's more penetrate and kick. On the other side, Dakota McCoggan, how great has she been? She came over. They were in our fall league this year. We all said, who's that girl? She just stepped back and drained three pointers. She has no-look passes. Pete, wait to see this. No-look passes all over the place. And early in the fall, she was hitting girls in the chest and the face. They weren't ready for it. And we saw them last month against what? They're getting ready for it. but she did a fantastic job. I want to point to their game last month. Springfield won the game 64-51. They were up 20 points on Ridley when Ridley was the first place team in the league. In that game, Dakota shot 17 three-pointers. I thought it was a really, really big amount. They're trying to come back into the game. I think the advantage that Ridley has, though, is Shannon Hinchey inside. She averages 9 points a game, 5 rebounds, very physical, talks fantastically on defense. It's just a presence in the paint. That's where I think Ridley has a chance to sort of take advantage and flip the switch from last month's game. I also want to mention the turnover battle. Last night I noticed Haverford 16 turnovers to Ridley only 8, and Harrington had 17 turnovers to Springfield 6. So be careful with that. Let's watch that all night long and see who's winning that turnover battle and the live ball turnovers. When you turn the ball over live ball against these teams, they get it and run down the court on you and will score on you.
Yeah, Mark, I was going to ask you, which these teams, do they mostly play a zone, different type of zone defenses, or is there man-to-man play?
Springfield will play you straight man-to-man. Ridley will play you some zone and man. I would say tonight they have to play man-to-man because Springfield will just get the ball and just shoot over you. Springfield will enjoy the zone. So in my mind, it's going to be half-court man-to-man, and it's going to be physical. Last night, Springfield played only 7 fouls the whole game. Ridley only had 10 fouls the whole game. So watch how the game's called tonight to see if all the stars on both sides stay out of foul trouble.
Right. Tell us about the Springfield head coach in year number 6, Kai McNichol. Of course, she's in our Delaware County Sports Hall of Fame also.
Kai does a fantastic job. She also coaches in the summertime with the Comets. So a bunch of her girls now are playing Comets basketball, travel basketball, which, as you know, helps out the program, you know, crazy much. But they run some great man-to-man stuff. It's going to be tough to really, you know, get one over on them. They play straight man-to-man. They don't try and trick you too much. They come right at you with man-to-man. Might try a little pressure. But I think largely it's going to be straight man. She's, you know, gets her girls fired up. And guess what? She gets the balls in the hands of the players who can make the baskets. Pretty simple.
As for the Ridley girls, this is their first winning season since 2013-14 when they went 19-8 and actually advanced to the Central League Championship before losing that game to Garnet Valley. So it's been kind of a struggle. Let's talk about the Ridley head coach. Her name is Ro Falcone, and she's also a member of the Delaware County Sports Hall of Fame.
She's also an outstanding young coach. Was in our fall league, has a ton of energy, has the girls, you know, pumped up. I've seen them play many times. They've never come out with a lack of energy. So they're going to be energetic. They're going to be flying around the court. They're going to talk loud on defense. Dakota sort of does her thing. They get the ball in her hands a whole lot. We're going to see how she plays tonight in this championship setting. I'm sure she's used to this, playing AU basketball and playing for Bonner Prendy. So it's not going to be above her at all. But she really has the ball in her hands, and as she goes, they go.
So it is the first half of our doubleheader, Central League Basketball Boys and Girls Tournament Championship here at Harrington High School. Another quick bit of information I found out. Kylie McNicholas, a junior for Ridley, her grandfather is the legendary winningest coach in the history of Ridley High School football, Joe McNicholas. How do you like that? Smallwood, you remember Joe, right?
Sure.
And he coached, if you guys remember, he coached from 1973-1996, all those years at Ridley High School football, took that team to the state championship in 1990 before they lost. A heartbreaker. Let's take a break. It is the pregame show. We got 2 games for you. The girls first, the Central League Championships on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport. Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
All right, once again, back here at Harrington High School in Bryn Mawr up the road. Technically, this is, I believe, Montgomery County, even though we have two Delaware County teams going at it here tonight in the Central League Tournament Championship. No matter what happens here tonight, both teams automatically right to the District 1 tournament. Springfield in 5A, which is no easy task, because in you talk about the private schools. In District 1 5A, there's a bunch of those tough private schools they have to get through. And then, you know, what you do. Villa Marie, right?
In, Villa Marie is 4 seed. Mount St. Joe's is 5 seed. We're playing Bishop Shanahan and Pope John Paul II.
Yeah, from Royersford. So Springfield Delco is 5A, and as for Ridley, they are 6A. Great to see the Lady Green Raiders here again. Thank you to Mike Iannacci for giving us some great information. I pass that along. Then the boys' game, Pencrest is back again, and that'll be for the third straight year. Can they get it done here tonight against Haverford, who's never been in the Central League Championship game? This started, I understand, 10 years ago. They just used to award the Central League champs from the regular season. And the tournament started, I heard, 10 years ago, Mark.
About 2012. I think it's about eight. Maybe it's the ninth year of it. But yes.
Okay. There you go, ninth year. And it's kind of cool. It's a good tune-up for the postseason.
And they made they expanded this year to six teams. So they gave two teams byes, and they played a 3-6, 4-5 game. And my only worry is this. Like, Ridley plays Friday night. So they're going to be playing Monday, Tuesday, Friday. And we'll discuss that later on in halftime. But it takes a lot out of you. And if you lose this game, you just put a lot of emotion into this game. I'm worried about you coming out a little bit flat. I guess they have a bye, Ridley. So I shouldn't say that. Like Haverford Boys team. Haverford Boys plays Friday night.
Yes.
So they had a battle last night, a battle tonight, and a battle Friday. Three games in 5 days for high school boys is kind of a tough deal.
Yeah, what a year for them. Mike Mayer's going to be a little quieter tonight, just doing his behind-the-scenes stuff, okay? And I guess we have a full staff here, 1, 2, 3, 5 member staff. Andrew, you could say something.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a really good game here tonight between two high-quality teams that played each other well during the regular season. We're looking forward to a great game here tonight.
And we court, of course, the great Kevin McCormick in the house here tonight. There you go, Springfield Delco. We are going to take a break right now and back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's the Girls Championship Central League Tournament. It's never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all you... Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company. A great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Again, Harrington High School, and getting ready for the starting lineups here. First half of our doubleheader. Jim Alsman is your public address announcer, and he is the owner, founder of the Marple Newtown High School Football Network. So the girls' game, Springfield and Ridley starting lineups. Here we go. I have him right in front of me. For Springfield, under Kai McNichol, year number 6. Number 3, 5'5 senior, Alyssa Long. She's going to be playing lacrosse at National Powerhouse, North Carolina. Number 5, 1,000-point scorer. She's only a junior, Alexa Abenizio. Number 10, 5'8 senior. We've covered her a lot over the years. Jordan Castiglione. Number five, Rachel Conran, 5'8", junior. Number 35, Carly Johnson, 5'9", senior. For Springfield Delco, and their record is 18-4. 20-3, Ridley, head coach Roe Falcone, first year. Number two, Kylie McNicholas, talked about her, she's a junior. Number three, Lindsay Boyd, a junior. Three, Dakota McGaughan, and she's a senior and as of yet uncommitted to a college, but she can play some definitely college basketball. 35 is Shannon Hinchy, a junior. 44, Shay McNamara, a sophomore. Any with McGaughan, anything with recruiting?
I have not heard that. I mean, she's not the tallest girl in the world, but she's handled the ball so great. Set up her teammates. Last night she had 7 assists. That's fantastic in the girls' game for sure. We've had some games where we haven't had as a team 7 assists.
And again, the names here for Springfield, we've covered Abenizio for at least 3 years. And Jordan Postiglione. That's how you pronounce it.
Yes.
I got to get caught up on that again. Postiglione.
She hasn't shot as much of late, David. Rachel Conran will shoot more.
Yes, Conran is tough. We saw her last year. And Rachel's a junior. So it's going to be Ridley in the green, white trim, Springfield Delco in the white and blue trim along with some yellow tap. Ball goes out of bounds near side. And they say last touch by Ridley. And it's going to be Springfield ball. And there she is, Alyssa Long, pocket rocket. Father Frank came up, said hi to us. She's across the timeline. You look for a low-scoring game here.
I do. They're going to shoot a lot of threes.
Top of the key, Conran loses the ball. Good defense on her by Boyd. Flips it off between the circles. Long. Alyssa will slow it up. Far wing to Johnson. Top of the key, Postiglione. Three ball from the left side by Long is no good. And the rebound is taken by Ridley. And flying up is Dakota. Jumper from the right side is no good by Boyd, and the rebound taken by Springfield's Rachel Conran. To Long, Springfield left to right, Ridley right to left. First half of our doubleheader, Central League Championships. Boys and girls basketball, the ladies before the gentlemen. Driving right side, Abenizio. Pull-up jumper is short. Partially deflected and safe from going out of bounds by a Ridley player, but right to Springfield, and a three ball is
another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Abenizio for three. 3-0. Lady Cougar, 6:42 to go in the first quarter. Ridley coming back, right of the key. Hinchy. Hinchy now top of the key looking. Near side McNamara, and cross court, right at the key. NBA three.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. What I try to tell you.
You got it, Mark.
That was 20, 25
feet. Keystone three-pointer.
Dakota McCaughan has tied it at three. Three ball is good again from the left.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
We're going to hear that Transport three-pointer a lot tonight, probably. Abenizio that time.
Already 5 3-point attempts first 2 minutes, man.
That's all that's been shot tonight so far.
Another three ball, Ridley, too strong. Rebound, Abenizio, going all the way to the basket, lays it up and in with the left hand. Abenizio has 8 points. Three points for Ridley, all that three ball by Dakota McGaughan. Driving behind the back in the lane, flips it off the glass. No good. Missing that shot was Shannon Hinchy. And back comes Springfield. Alyssa Long just inside midcourt, dribbling the ball left of the key. Top of the key. She's going to fire it up again. Misses it to the left. That was Abenizio, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ridley.
That's one of their little stagger screen plays. They start Abenizio down low, and then she slips up to the top of the key. Ridley did not communicate well, gave her another open look.
Actually, they say last touch by Springfield, so it's Ridley basketball. First to two, Pencrest and Haverford boys coming up after this one. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Dakota getting it now to Hinchy. jumper from the foul line is short. Good defense there by Springfield. Goes out of bounds to the Lady Cougars. Ty McNichol, head coach here, number 6, Roe Falcone, first year for Ridley. Inbounding the ball, Pastiglione. A lot of multi-sport athletes out here, especially for Springfield.
Very much so.
Dribbling far side is Long. Top of the key, Abenizio. Left of the key is Conran. Right side three ball up. Back to the rim, no good. Put up in there by Pastiglione, and Ridley with the rebound. Here comes Dakota. What a great first game. All the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. She's strong.
She froze Long there.
Dakota McCaughan. There's a Long back. It's going to be an offensive foul. Hinchy. Good defense there by the Ridley player.
That's Hinchy. She'll try and do that about 5 times in the game.
Number 1 on Alyssa. 4:14 to go. Here in the first quarter, Dakota McCaughan. First 3 years of her high school career at Bonner under Tom Stewart. Jumper from the left side is good. A 17-footer. McCaughan now has 7. Jumper from the left side, a 3-ball.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
That was Rachel Conran.
That was deep. Conran from about 24 feet out.
3 trays in the game for Springfield. They lead it by a score of 11-7. All 7 points, Ridley, McCaughan. McCaughan has it outside, near side. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Man-to-man defense. McCaughan. She's strong. Very strong. You know, Alyssa Long is also strong. Deceptively strong. And
Dakota is deceptively fast.
Dribbling right side. Getting it out now. This is Boyd. Now a jumper from the right side is too strong. Battling. Good rebound there by McNamara. Jumper for 3 from the left side by McNicholas is no good. And Springfield the rebound, but thrown away and flying back to the basket. Floating at home is number 35, Shannon Hinchy. And McCaughan makes everybody else on her team better.
100%. I try to tell you, the pace of this game is going to be a lot faster than the boys' game. We're up and down the floor here, Michael.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lower scoring game. But
I had this feeling.
At the foul line, double team. It's going to be a tie-up, and possession arrow is going to be with Ridley. 2:34 to go, first quarter. Substitution into the game for Springfield. Number 34, Lexi Aaron, ninth grader, 5'6". So Ridley down by just 2 points, 2.5 to go in the first quarter. McCaughan brings the ball up across the timeline. Right of the key, left of the key, wide open. That's a 2 ball, skims the rim, no good. Rebound, Springfield. Back fake coming, a steal by McCaughan.
Uh-oh.
She comes back, left of the key, going to fire up a 3 ball.
Oh,
got
boy.
It again.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Dakota McCaughan for 3. What a quarter she's had so far. A total of 10 points. 2:09 to go. Here in the first quarter, the Central League Girls Basketball Championship. It's now Ridley 12, Springfield 11. DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, what a ball game so far. Central League Girls Basketball Tournament Championship game at Harrington High School. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, and the gang. 2:09 to go, first quarter. It is now 12-11, Ridley by 1 point, the girls' game.
And we mentioned before the game, turnovers were big, Pete. How many turnovers we got?
Turnovers, we got 2. 2 for Springfield. I don't have any for Ridley.
Well, guess what? They turned into 5 points, a layup and a 3-pointer.
Alyssa Long, left to right, coming back for Springfield. It's an NBA three. Back of the rim, no good. And the weak side rebound taken by, Lindsey Boyd. And that was a long. Carly Johnson, right? Three ball for Ridley is no good. Offensive rebound. It's going to be an offensive foul with the elbow. But that girl is a tough, tough kid. Her name is Shannon Hinchey, and she's only a junior.
She played our fall league. She plays loud, and she plays physical. And she's the difference. Now she, the ball's in play.
Somebody hit the score.
They can't do that.
Last year in the championship game for the girls, it was Garnet Valley over Springfield, 57-52. 2 years ago, Springfield 51, Garnet Valley 46. So no Garnet Valley this year, first time in 5-6 years.
And this game may get in the 50s as well.
Buck and a half to go in the first quarter. Thinking about that three, I tell you what, now driving to the basket and trying to take the charge. Refs do not call the charge or call a foul at all and lay it up and in. That's Abenizio again, right?
And there was plenty of contact there. They could have caught it either way.
Yeah, I like the no call there. You could have called it either way. Better call, just not call
it. I know, Andrew. I like it. I like it all the time. Now, an offensive foul.
It was a moving screen on Boyd. But here's, I noticed both these teams, Andrew, they play physical. Now, the last 30 seconds or so, they're going to call that offensive foul, one on Hinchey and one on Boyd, to keep it down a little bit. If not, these guys can start going physical.
So it's a one-point lead here for Springfield Delco. Right wing, driving, Conran. Misses the shot. Offensive rebound, no. Conrad, offensive rebound. Springfield out of bounds off her. Back to Ridley. 13-12 is the score. 1 point lead, Springfield. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Real quick, Ebenezer is their star. Already has 8 shot attempts here in the first 7 minutes.
Slowly back, Dakota McCaughan. Right of the key. Guarded by Alyssa Long. Really handle that ball.
Good help. Oh, what a pass.
Good. What a pass. Underneath, missing the shot. She was underneath the basket was Kylie McNicholas. A little out of position on the beautiful pass. And then was that a reach-in foul?
Yes.
They called that on
Madison Chapman, number 11.
And Madison has had, I think she got hurt, earlier this year. Oh, that's her sister Morgan was injured. Madison. First foul. 27 seconds to go. Clock turning first quarter. Springfield with the ball. Alexa Abenizio.
Dakota's trying to get a count.
Dribbling left side, right side, and gets in trouble. Stolen away by Hinchey. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here comes McCaughan back across midcourt. Left of the key. Again, NBA three. Back to the rim. No good. Fired up on the offensive rebound. Hits the side of the backboard. Good effort there by Madison Chapman, but that'll do it for a spirited first quarter. Central League Girls Basketball Championship game, 13-12. Springfield over Ridley here at Harrington High School. Never sounded so good. It's DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Really good first quarter, girls basketball, the Central League Championship, and it's Springfield leading Ridley 13-12. Dave Berman with you, the Dakota McCaughan Show, 10 points for her, and Ridley, 10 points for Alexa Abenizio, 1,000-plus point scorer for Springfield. She's only a junior, Pete.
Yeah, Dave, just one comment here. We've been doing boys basketball all winter. This is basically our first girls game, and I've never seen the boys outshoot the way these girls are shooting. Some of the threes are NBA threes. I mean, it's excellent basketball, excellent shooting.
Yes, Mark.
So far, Springfield 5-for-12 from the field, 3-for-7 from three, really 2-for-7 from three, no foul shots, crazy enough, in a first quarter. Here we go.
Ridley.
Only four total fouls in the game so far.
Yeah, I was going to say Ridley with three of them. And Springfield has the ball to begin the second quarter. Right of the key, dribbling. Gets it left wing now. Springfield with the rock. That's Carly Johnson. Flips it back to the veteran senior point guard, Alyssa Long. You know her brother Kyle at Maryland. Tremendous lacrosse player. Driving to the basket. Shot is a wrestler letting them play. Great job. Shot is off the side of the backboard. Offensive rebound, Springfield. Jumper from 10 feet away, right side is no good, and the rebound taken by, that is Hinchy. Hinchy coming back. Now down low, a newcomer into the game. Her shot is partially blocked. That's Kira Jones for Ridley, but the Lady Raiders maintain possession of the basketball. It's McCaugan, and they call her for, I missed it. She did a fiddle, whatever, the elbow.
And arm extended. That's their third offensive foul call on Ridley. Interesting.
14 fouls Ridley here in the first half, and just one on Springfield. 6:55 to go, second quarter. 1-point lead, Springfield. 5A versus 6A. Ridley is the bigger school over Springfield. Top of the key, Johnson flips it to Abenizio, being guarded closely. Abenizio, that's a great team player. It's both these teams, you can tell that's why they're here.
Sure.
And hopefully we'll make a run in the district and state tournament. You know how tough that is, Mark.
Amen. Notice Hinchy's not even guarding Johnson, really. She's right in the paint, just staying there, clogging it up.
Right of the key, Johnson. The driving is, what number is that, guys?
44. Number 30,
34. 34. That's Lexi Aaron for Springfield, and she's fouled driving to the basket. That's five team fouls on Ridley here. 6:17 to go in the second quarter. Springfield still with the ball. Right of the key. Abenizio for three. Got
it.
Deep.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
There's no doubt. She is a Division I shooter. When it comes to girls basketball, see how that plays out. Here's another three ball. And she.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Shannon Hinchy for three. 5:55 to go before halftime. 16-15, 1-point lead here for Springfield. How many? That's one, two, three, four threes for Springfield and three for Ridley.
Correct.
Seven total. Near wing. Right of the key. Mia Valerio, ninth grader into the game. Good to see both coaches using a lot of kids. Foul line, Abenizio to Long. Alyssa looks to drive to the basket, finds her way to the rack, and lays it up and in. Fearless, as you would imagine, major lacrosse recruit going to North Carolina. McCaugan, pull back three ball, yes.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
I'd have trouble with her.
I'm trying to warn you.
Yeah.
Trouble, you couldn't guard her. Stop it.
I think she can play some Division I ball.
Of course.
4:50 to go in the first half. A lot of stuff going on. 18-18 is the score. Springfield and Ridley. Girls Central League Championship dribbling around. Yeah,
I think they're in a diamond and one right now on Abenizio.
Left wing corner. That's a three ball. Too strong. And rebound knocked out of bounds on the near side. Good hustle by both teams there. It'll be Ridley ball. Substitutions in and out.
They're getting Connor back in the game to be a shooter. I think the last couple times down, they were in a 1-2-1 zone and manning up on Abenizio.
That's what it's looked like. They've been playing zone with man-to-man on Abenizio.
The last two times it was, yes.
Dakota McCaugan, 13 points. Another three ball in and out. And the rebound taken by Alyssa Long, and McCaugan from behind causes almost a turnover. She causes a loose ball. And then last touch by Springfield going out of bounds. And we're going to have a timeout with 4:09 to go before halftime. The girls Central League Championship game. We're tied at 18. Springfield and Ridley. Never sounded so good at StelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits hurts your eye like a bigger pizza pie. That's
wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Harrington High School coming up on 4 minutes to go. First half of our doubleheader here tonight. Central League Championships, the girls, Ridley and Springfield, tied at 18. This is McCaughan dribbling the ball around, very smooth. Looks to spin. Great defense on her by Long. It gets it out to her teammate. A three ball is no good. Fired up by Boyd. Offensive rebound. Lay it up and in by Shay McNamara. First two of the night for her. And a two-point lead for Ridley. Just two seniors on this Ridley team. Long top of the key. Yeah, Mark, it looks like some kind of zone.
It is now. It
really confuses me. I don't like playing against that stuff. And down low, right block, yeah. Forces it up. No good. Lexi Aaron, ball on the floor. McCaughan picks it up. Dakota McCaughan, what a blind pass and stolen away by Springfield. Long, good dish to her teammate. No, but a foul. Lexi Aaron will go to the line. That's a good-looking ninth grader right there for Springfield. Shooting two. It's Ridley 20, Springfield 18. Personal is on McNicholas, number two. Two shots first around the rim, high in the air, then rolls in for Lexi Aaron. First point for her. Coach Kai McNichol playing a lot of kids here tonight.
Also our first foul shot of the game. Again, live ball turnover there. Live ball turnover. They ran in transition, got down, got to the foul line. Hinchy had a one-minute rest. He's back in the game for Ridley.
2:58 to go, second quarter. One more free throw here for Lexi Aaron. She can tie the game for Springfield, and she does. Ready to come back into the game is Carly Johnson, and they won't let her come in for some reason.
First time full court pressure here, Springfield. Man to man.
Ridley trying to get the ball in, and they do.
It's over.
To Dakota. McCaughan. Now this time guarded by Valerio. Valerio is a freshman, and look at that. Missing the layup was McNamara for Ridley on a beautiful pass by McCaughan, and the rebound to Springfield. Lady Cougars. Ebenezio is called for an offensive foul.
I told you, she'll take about five of those already.
Team foul. Just the second team foul, Springfield, here in the first half. We have 2.5 to go. So they've got four fouls to get.
Don't you love Henchy's game, though? She just sticks her nose in there, trying to take charges.
Absolutely. First foul on Ebenezio. McCaughan brings it outside now. She dribbles better than some boys, man. Left of the key for three. No good. Put up by Johnson. Check that by Hinchy. And here comes Springfield back with 2:10 to go. In the second quarter, we are tied at 20.
Again, that was Hinchy's fourth jump shot of the half. I'm not big on the jump shots. I think she has an advantage in the paint. She's getting more close to the basket.
Yes, just like Embiid of the 76ers.
Yes.
Get it in the paint. Three ball way, way, way is good.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Rachel Conran, her second tray. She has 6 points. That's hard. You can't stop that.
Neither of them were cheapies.
No, way out there. 1:40 to go. Second quarter, Ridley with the ball down by 3 points. Top of the key is Hinchy. Hinchy into the lane. Boyd turns, fires around. No rebound, Springfield Ebenezio. Starting to pick up in the crowd here with the boys game. Penn Crest and Haverford coming up. Alyssa Long has it for Springfield, left to right, 1:15 to go in the quarter, the second quarter, and the half. Well, this game could end up in the 40s, Mark.
No, we'll see.
Yeah. Top of the key, driving, Conran flips it back to her teammate. Floater is good.
That was fantastic. Hitchy tried to take a charge.
Give and go, Ebenezio, full court pressure, and it's going to be a tie-up. Possession arrow will stay with Ridley, but this is the advantage Springfield has with only two fouls. They have four fouls. They can play some Dave Berman, Mark Jordan hatchet ball.
Well, more like Dave Berman hatchet ball. Okay. But notice that last charge attempt by Hinchy, Ebenezio stopped, jump stopped, and shot over smartly. She already got called for one charge.
McCaughan, nice job on the defense there by Valerio. She's a pull-up jumper. Back to the rim, no good. 37 seconds to go. Rebound taken by Johnson to Alyssa Long, and Springfield Delco, with a five-point lead, will probably go for one. Coach Jordan.
Yep. Double high stacks.
She handles the ball very well. Dribbling to the left side. Top of the key.
Oh, my God.
And she fires.
Oh.
Well, another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Ebenezio with four threes and 6.8 seconds to go in the second quarter, an eight-point lead, Springfield, and that's only the 13.
I tried to warn you guys. That was 30 feet away, Michael, 30 feet out. How do you guard that?
You don't.
That was 30 feet away.
You don't guard
that. Steph Curry back in his prime.
So Ebenezio, 8 points in the quarter, 18 for the game. Dakota drives to the basket, right side jumper on the pass, no good. Offensive rebound at the buzzer. A big shot right there by Lindsey Boyd. First two of the night, we go to halftime. What a ball game. The Central League Girls Basketball Championship here at Harrington High School. Dave Berman and the gang with you. It's 28-22 Springfield on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
I know we're in the middle of the college basketball season. I know there's some college scouts checking out some of the ball players here in this girls' game. Ridley and Springfield, the Central League Championships for 2020 here at Harrington High School, and Springfield leads at 28-22 over the Lady Raiders here at halftime.
Dave, just a comment. You're talking about college scouts and all. I guarantee, and you already know this Lady Dakota here, Dakota McCaughan, She is unbelievable. She handles the ball. She can shoot like anything. But what she does that I've noticed is if somebody cuts to the basket, she'll hit him in the hands. She could run a team, this girl, and she could run a team in Division One. I know the only thing she has against her is her size. She's a little small, but her quickness, her shooting, her passing ability, she's unbelievable, and she's going to definitely make Division One, I believe.
She's got some muscles, Mark.
Yes, she's fantastic. She beats you off the bounce. I mean, she shares the ball with her teammates. One of the reasons that Ridley's in this game because she's made everybody better on that team.
Oh, yeah.
Last year she wasn't there, so you can picture her not in this team. They still have a nice team, Ridley, but guess what? When she's there, all of a sudden everything raises up. It's why they were the number two seed in our league coming in. Quick points. Abenizio has got 12 shot attempts. Their star, 7 for 12. Dakota has 10 shot attempts, 5 for 10. So they're getting their shots. I think the message in the Springfield locker room is going to be, guess what? Like Coach Long just said, let her do her thing. Let Dakota do her thing, sort of. She really likes to pass the ball when she gets in close to the paint, when she gets inside the three-point line. Guardia gets a step-back three, and just give her 2 points. You know what I mean? Almost like take your 2 points and just stay out on her. Easier said than done. In the other locker room, no doubt. In Ridley's locker room, Ridley, how many foul shots does Ridley have this half?
None.
That's and in my game, the girls' game is layups and foul shots. I know these teams are our best shooting teams in our league. You can see it. Look at all these made threes.
There have been so many shot attempts from the outside. You don't see that all that often in the high school game. On the girls' side. You don't see shooting this much shooting from the outside and shooting this well.
If I was a row in the Ridley locker room, I would simply say this. A, we have to get on Abenizio. She's just has controlled the game. She's scored from outside and inside, is that at all? And they try it a little bit with it with a special one. That's great.
You know, I think we could say the boys do more bully ball and the girls do more finesse ball.
Well, and my team, we try and play bully ball, and that's what Dave plays that down in Avalon, bully ball.
There you go.
And when Dave plays finesse ball, he shoots the ball and it ends up on the pier. It's not pretty. But if I was in Ridley's locker room, I would end with this. Hinchy to me is the difference maker. She's very good, but she's already attempted 5 jump shots, and she's attempted a couple shots in the lane. They can get them in the lane. Their big girls for Springfield aren't that big. Hinchy's bigger and stronger. So I would make a concerted effort the first 3 or 4 minutes of this half to get the ball inside, pump fake, get some fouls, get to the foul line, and get this game closer. By the way, we're also on pace for 50 points again, David.
Yeah, we are. Looking at the history of the girls' Central League Championship games, we have Garnet Valley won it over Springfield last year. Springfield beat Garnet Valley 2 years ago. Then before that, Garnet Valley over Conestoga. And then the first year we did it, I believe, 2016, Garnet Valley beat Springfield again, 53-36. Before that, I have in my records here, Garnet Valley won it in 2015. I don't know who they played. They didn't have it anywhere. 2014, Garnet Valley won again. And then Radnor High School won it in 2013. You remember that pretty well.
Not well. I'm getting too old. I barely remember you fouling me in the summertime. But, yeah, we ended up beating Garnet Valley in the first round, then Conestoga in the finals.
So when's the last time Garnet Valley wasn't here?
It's been a while.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're at halftime. Central League Girls Basketball Championship. It is Springfield 28, Ridley 22. It never sounded so good on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC. Make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Yeah, we're getting ready for the third quarter in a minute or so. 28-22 is your score. Springfield over Ridley, the Central League Girls Basketball Championship. Year number 9 for this tournament.
Yeah, Dave, let's go some stats here to get started with the second half. Fouls, as far as team fouls, Ridley has 6 team fouls, only 2 by Shanahanke, and then the rest are the singles. So there's really not much there. And there is only 2 team fouls for Springfield, Lisa Long and Alexa Benizio. 3, all right, I missed one, it's 3. But no matter, either team, there's no foul trouble. Rebounds, 12-10 in favor of Springfield. Turnovers, very few. 4 Springfield and 2 for Ridley.
Mark?
And I guess just one stat, Springfield 10-for-21 from the field, which is fantastic in the girls' game, almost 50% from three-point land, 6-for-11, Dave, 54% and change. That's pretty darn good in the girls' game. And I think that's going to be Ridley's mantra here. They got to go spread it out and get even out wider on Abenizio and Conrad, who shoot from inside of 25, 26 feet.
And there's been 2 free throw attempts in the entire game.
It's good. It's a pretty quick game. Good.
One trip to the line in the entire first half. That's really surprising. It's been a really clean game of basketball.
And I'll say one quick thing. We played Springfield earlier last month. We're down 24-7. Went on a big run. When you shoot outside, we closed the 1 point before the half. My point is, when you shoot a lot of jump shots, you can get a big lead quick, and guess what? That lead is where you can go back and forth on you. So 6 points is not the end of the world right now.
Since this tournament started 9 years ago, the domination of Garnet Valley girls and Lower Merion boys has been unbelievable. Lower Merion was 6 championships. And Garnet Valley came in with 5 championships. So we are ready for quarter number 3 at Springfield. Ball right to left. Ridley the opposite way. Lady Cougars with Long, near side Conran, and way out high to Valerio. I guess can't believe some of these girls, Mark, are ninth graders. Amazing poise. Taking their time, looking for the good shot here, Springfield.
Let's get there in a little bit of zone. 1-3-1, David.
And wide open.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Like a layup, isn't it?
Boy.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Alexa Abenizio.
That's why you can't zone that team.
Do some people pronounce it Abenizio? But you say Abenizio.
Abenizio. How about he has a little panache? That's the way she plays.
And it's a 9-point lead for Ridley. Almost a turnover. 9-point lead for Springfield over Ridley. Ridley with the ball. This is McCaughan dribbling around, down low, weaving the ball around. They're trying to get a good shot, but Springfield's defense is really tough. Into the lane, getting it out. Long three. Got it. Very nice shot.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Lindsey Boyd of Ridley. Cuts the lead down now to 31-25. 6-point lead, Springfield. I've seen hardly any travels in this game also. Jumper from the left side, no good. Rebound, Ridley.
I'm not sure what Ridley's in. They gave up 2 open threes to start the half.
Taken by McNamara, and here they come, the Lady Raiders. Top of the key, Hinchy. Near wing, McNicholas. Dribbling to the left side, Boyd. Foul line, Hinchy. Hinchy is guarded by her number counterpoint there, Johnson. Dribbles to the right side, now between the circles. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. 6-point lead Springfield, Girls Basketball Central League Tournament Championship. Boys to follow Pencrest Haverford. McGaughan dribbling to the right side. Dakota, that's an off-balance shot. Misses it. Alyssa Long with the rebound, and then she had a girl ahead of the pack, but the pass got, well, the girl fell down. That was Conran. Would have had an easy layup, and unfortunately a turnover there if you're a Springfield fan, unfortunate.
Funny enough, though, she switched out on Dakota there, made it a tough 3-point shot, raced down the court, had an open layup, just couldn't catch her feet.
We're at Harrington High School, Bryn Mawr, Montgomery County. Beautiful school, beautiful gym, and Ridley has the ball down by 6. Into the lane, turns, fires short. That's going to be over the back. She missed the shot, did Boyd, and then the over the back, and I have her for 3, if I'm not mistaken.
That's her third already.
But guess what? That was a 5-foot shot in the lane.
That's her second, my bad.
I like that shot, though. You know what I mean? They punched it in the lane.
It is only her second.
I believe so. We'll see what they put up on the board.
Exactly. 5:10 to go. Third quarter, Springfield 3-ball straight away, rims out. Abenizio, no good. Offensive rebound. Conran has it now. Double team, and they're going to call a foul on the Lady Raiders, and that could be on Inchy.
Well, she's very physical. But again, they set one screen, and really I got caught up in the screen and couldn't get out on Abenizio. He gave her an open 22-footer.
Inchy for Ridley, her second foul, 2 in the second half. On the Lady Green Raiders. 4:55 to go in the third. Top of the key, right of the key, Long. Alyssa looks. Left of the key, Abenizio. Pulled back, 3-ball, no good. Rebound, Ridley. Lindsey Boyd, a junior. Very young Ridley team, only 2 seniors. Here's one of them, one of the best players in the state, Dakota McCaughan. Top of the key.
High screen.
Dribbles to the right side and a kind of a ticky-tack foul called right there.
Yep.
But it's going to be against Springfield. Carly Johnson.
Hinchy looks like she's a little gassed. After she got that loose ball in the second quarter, and look, she looks like she's limping over towards the bench a little bit. She's not feeling herself, Hinchy.
4:27 to go in the third. Inbounding the ball. Top of the key.
Oh, my.
McCaughan to the basket.
I like
lay it,
it
up. Good enough foul. Dakota McCaughan, 15 points for her. She can cut the lead to 3, 31-27 right now.
The freshman got up on top of her. She gave her a little in-and-out move and took it right to the rack. I love that. Get to the rim, get some foul shots. That's got to be their mindset.
She's got it.
Oh, she's good for the line.
3 in the quarter, 16 for the game. Dakota McCaughan. 4:20 to go. We're down to a 3-point lead now for Springfield. Their biggest lead of the night, 8 points. The Central League Tournament Girls Basketball Championship game. And we have ourselves an official's timeout. We'll keep it right here. Boys game to follow. That'll be crazy too. Haverford, first appearance ever in the Central League Championship game. They take on Mike Doyle and Pencrest. And yeah, they've been here before several times. Back to the action. We're down, coming up on 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Springfield with the ball. Long thought about the 3. Wide open. Then she takes the jumper and misses it. Wide open. Dakota McCaughan the rebound. Coming back. Right wing corner. 3-ball is up. Short. Offensive rebound. No, but a foul. Uh-huh. 2 foul shots coming for Shea McNamara. With that green uniform, Dakota McCaughan reminds me of a shorter and a female version of Larry Bird.
Oh,
how's that?
That's high company. I think last time down, they're now on a triangle and 2. So now we're looking at a triangle and 2. And left the listen along wide open on the baseline.
Now shot good. McNamara with 3. The lead is now just 2 points.
And again, on that shot from the wing, Springfield's not a great, great rebounding team. It's probably one of their weaknesses. And then they hit the offensive rebound there on the weak side, Dave. Get in the lane. Get into the lane, people.
Roe Falcone, first year for Ridley, but she's been around the game a long time, as you know. Up, good. Second foul shot, McNamara. 1-point lead, 31-30 Springfield over Ridley girls basketball. Central League Championship, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Folgenetti, and Mark Jordan. Alyssa Long out high. And this defense,
it's like a matchup 3-2 now.
Caused some problems. You would think that'd be easy. Just if you can make shots.
It is, but they're matched up a little bit. It's an illegal screen. They didn't get it.
Abenizio her shot is blocked, going to the basket, and taken by Ridley. They can take the lead here.
Jeez.
The Lady Green Raiders. Her pass is out of bounds. Nice pass there by McCaughan. But, again, sometimes she throws real fast. That is actually good, but in the girls' game.
That wasn't really open there, but it looks like they're in a little bit of a matchup zone. They're passing some girls along back and forth. But they got to stay out with Abenizio. They can't let her, like, shoot me. Had a good look there. A little 8-foot jump shot. That's her bread and butter.
Ridley coming back. Long. And a timeout. 3:03 to go in the third quarter of the girls' Central League Championship game. It is a 1-point lead for Springfield over Ridley. It never sounded so good. Girls Hoops, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 3:03 to go, third quarter, Central League Basketball Girls Championship game at Harrington High School. 1-point lead for Springfield. So, if I'm not mistaken, did Springfield score the first 3 points
they
of this
did.
Quarter? So they went up by 9 points. So their biggest lead was 9. Now it's down to 1. Mr. Folgenetti.
I think Ridley could really take advantage of the size underneath. The three big girls down low, there's really nobody on Springfield who can match them for size. If they use that advantage, it could really help them.
Really excited here, Mark. It's going to be an interesting end of the game. This is not the end of the season, folks. This is really just the beginning. The District 1 tournament starts actually in Boys 6A Friday with the opening round. So Springfield with the ball and leading by 1 point over Ridley. Picking up the D a little bit. There's another turnover on the Lady Cougars.
It definitely is a 3-2 matchup zone. They're passing them off, and they're very aware of wherever Abenizio goes in it. And Springfield's getting a little bit. They haven't moved too well in the last 3 or 4 minutes, Dave. They're kind of stagnant on offense a little bit.
Another freshman, a 5'10 freshman into the game for Springfield, Annabelle Crayot, K-R-E-Y-O-T. I'll call her Crayot. Ridley with the ball. 2:30 to go in the third quarter. They can take the lead. Again, NBA 3. Swish.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Dakota McCaughan. Unbelievable game. 4 threes for her, and Ridley leads by 2, 33 to 31. Only 3 points in this third quarter for Springfield. Out high, left of the key, Abenizio. Great coaching job. Here's a long, long three. Yes!
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Rachel Conran says, Dakota, if you can do it, I can do it. She drains a three, her third of the night. 1-point lead, Springfield. Dakota McCaughan. Left of the key, now right of the key.
McKibben, there it is. She's inside, isn't she?
Up off the glass for two.
Okay, real quick, where was that? I mean, I was in that in the first quarter. It's our first bucket down low like that, Hinchy.
Only a junior. Great young prospect, Shannon Hinchy for Ridley, and they're up by 1 point. Seesaw game. Lady Cougars coming back across the timeline. It's amazing when they met the first time down at Ridley regular season, they were up by 20 at one time, Springfield, in that game. Here comes. Oh, that's a freshman. I think you got to call a walk there, yeah. Well, it's good experience for this young, all these ninth graders, 10th graders, for that matter, out there.
I agree. But they're now glued over to Abenizio and Conran. And they have to be. They're shooting the ball from 25 feet out, so they have to be on them out there. Someone's got to be open.
You know, who's been very quiet is one of the starters, Jordan Pastiglione.
And yeah, she doesn't get many minutes. I mean, she started, and then we haven't seen her in a little bit.
And she's been a varsity player for 3 years.
Oh, they went inside the point. I like this mindset.
So the ball is almost deflected away. Right wing corner from Boyd. She picks it back up. Boyd gets it back from her teammate. Now to McCaughan, right of the key. Dakota McCaughan, left of the key.
Uh-oh, clear out.
Trying to take control of the game with 42 seconds to go in the third.
Oh, my
There's
Lord.
There's the NBA three.
Oh, boy.
It's unbelievable.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
One of the greatest girls' performances I've ever seen. And we've been covering sports for a long time, 40 years. It is now a four-point lead for Ridley. Unbelievable performance by the team and Dakota McCaughan for the Lady Green Raiders. Long throws the ball away. And Springfield looks a little shook here.
I've never seen him this way. It's kind of bizarre to me.
14 seconds ago in the third.
But really started this bit by punching inside a couple times. Or trying to pound it in the lane, which I like as the mindset.
And with 12 seconds ago, here comes Dakota McCaughan. And she, unlimited range, obviously. 6 seconds ago, across the timeline, it's top of the key. Crossover. She's going to pull back again, Larry Bird. Misses the shot. That's what it kind of reminds me of. And that's it, though. What an unbelievable quarter for Dakota McCaughan and the Ridley girls basketball team. They now lead Springfield 38-34. We go to the fourth quarter. Central League girls basketball championship game in Harrington on DelcoHoops.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback. And you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Girls basketball, Ridley down by 6 at halftime, now up by 4 going into the fourth quarter over Springfield.
Yeah, one quick stat, Mark, Dave. Turnovers. Springfield had 4 at halftime. They have 8 now. And those 4 extra turnovers have become a lot of points.
It led to that 16-3 Ridley run, 16-3 to close that quarter.
And Ridley begins the fourth quarter with a four-point lead and the ball. Senior Dakota McCaughan, 22 points. She thought about another shot. Right wing, top of the key to Hinchy. How do they handle the ball in the lead here, Mark? I mean,
well,
it looks like
you can't get it off Dakota. We were down to them, and she'll handle the ball. I don't like all this dribbling, though, by Hinchy.
Yep, she barely gets it off. Hinchy gets it back, right wing corner with the left hand. Dribbling into the lane. What a spin move. Wow. Lays it up and in.
Again, I hate to say this, but she's too strong. She could have done that all game long. She should play closer to the basket in their district appearances down the road.
Ridley, 20-3 coming into this game. Unbelievable year. First winning season since 2014. They now lead 40-34 in the Central League Girls Basketball Championship here at Harrington. 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Springfield in trouble. The shot is blocked. At ahead of the pack. Driving to the basket. Flips. Layup. Good at a foul. Beautiful pass by Madison Chapman. And the layup is put home by number 21, Mackenzie Griffith, a junior.
A couple of things. One, that was a live ball turnover, which really loves to run out on. Two, this matchup zone type of thing they've been in, and it looks like they were back to a man that last time down, has given them fits the last 6 minutes. And just given them fits, and I've never seen this kind of run. Dave, if I'm doing the math right, I think they're on a 20-3 run.
They had a 9-point lead.
So it's 31-22.
Now they're down 8.
It's a crazy run. There's a lot of time left, and Springfield can score fast. I mean, they had the shooters to score fast. So I think they're going to have to go full court pressure a little bit here, Springfield, and trying to keep the ball out of Dakota's hands.
And they're getting contributions, Ridley, from a lot of kids. That's Mackenzie Griffith makes the foul shot. The lead now is up to 9 points, 18-point swing for Ridley since early in the third quarter.
21-3 is the current one.
It's unbelievable. Alyssa Long driving to the basket off the glass. No, but a foul.
I like it. And again, she's so heady. So Alyssa Long said, you know what? We're tired of sticking around, standing around the perimeter. Let's go drive to the basket. They got a foul on Hinchy. Her third foul. If you get Hinchy another foul in the next half minute.
I like that. Hinchy flopped.
No doubt. She does that a lot, but I mean, she's good at it, really.
Two shots for Long. First is good by Alyssa. How tall is Hinchy? I don't have any heights, but she, let's say 5'7", 5'8"?
Maybe 5'9", maybe.
Oh, that's a good, yeah. Shannon Hinchy of Ridley.
Right.
So Long has 3 points. Alyssa, again, up good.
Watch for pressure. Here it is. Full court man.
14 fouls. Springfield, 3 on Ridley. 7-point lead for the Lady Raiders. Here's McCaughan across the timeline. Oh. Takes it to the basket, and it's going to be a jump ball. Great defense, Springfield. Possession arrow with the Lady Cougars.
It's very tough to pressure her. Obviously, she's very good. Yeah. We double-teamed her to get out of her hands. There, she was in a hurry to go attack the rim, and Springfield did a great job getting a tie-up and getting a turnover.
Abenizio for Springfield with 21, 18 in the first half. And Dakota McCaughan, senior for Ridley, with 22, 9 in the third quarter. So Springfield can cut further into this deficit down by, I should say, just 7. Three ball, Conran, no good. They're going to have to make those shots now. And
yeah.
Ridley with another rebound, Lindsey Boyd.
Still the matchup zone.
And it's... It affects girls,
it
too.
It did affect the game.
I mean, I don't like playing it, but whatever. I mean, you know, when you play against it, that's all right. It's so, so valuable out there. So, well, Ridley right now is just slowing it up with Hinchy. Dribbling to the right side. They should not be in much of a hurry, right, Mark?
No, I mean, you can't win the game with 43 in my mind. Yes, still got to run your stuff.
And McNicholas has it.
Good trap.
Ooh. Dakota McCaughan is fouled out high. Foul number, team foul 5 on Springfield here in the second half. 5:31 to go in the fourth. Second personal.
That may actually work out for them. They're leading the penalty. They're going to try and get some missed foul shots down here. But look for them to jump all over the place, Springfield.
Yeah, second foul on Mia Valeria. 7-point lead. Ridley has never won the Central League Championship. They have a shot right now. McCaughan, left wing corner to Madison Chapman.
Wheat's posting up hard.
Oh, bad pass. Nicholas, yeah, but they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. They get it out to Hinchy, Shannon Hinchy. Dribbles to the right side. And now flips it off to teammate Boyd. Boyd out to Hinchy. That's a tough shot. It almost went in and out, and Springfield Delco the rebound. They're still in the game, 4:50 to go.
Great defense.
4:50, fourth quarter. Lady Cougars, you would think they started hitting some shots here, but looks like they're not the confident team. They have it right at the key, top of the key. Great, great defense. And there's your long, wide open. Alyssa misses the shot. Good box out. Lindsey Boyd, Ridley rebound. Gets it to teammate Kylie McNicholas. And a timeout is called by the Lady Green Raiders. 4:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Ridley with the ball. Central League Girls Basketball Tournament Championship. 7-point lead Ridley over Springfield. DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball. Virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
So it's Ridley basketball, first half of our doubleheader, Central League Championship games, live from Harrington High School and DelcoHoops.com. Dave Berman and the gang. Girls first, 4:23 to go, fourth quarter. And it is Ridley 43, Springfield 36.
Dave, if I'm Ridley, I get the ball in Dakota's hands and say, girl, you got a 7-point lead. Do your thing.
Inbounding the ball near side, Hinchy. Back to McCaughan. McCaughan again left to right here, Ridley. Guarded by Valerio. McCaughan dribbling to the left side, and a rare turnover for her. Here comes Alyssa Long back for Springfield to the basket. Floater, no good. Battling for the rebound, couldn't get it. And foul on the play on the Lady Cougars. Let's see, they're going to call that on Long. Team foul number six. So next one, free throw. Free throws, one-on-one situation for Ridley. Six fouls on Springfield, three on Ridley, and that's good for them. Reversal of what happened in the first half. Seven-point lead, right? Yep, 43-36, and Ridley has the ball. And she can handle the rock.
She can.
Can Hinchy. Across the timeline, yep. Lindsey Boyd, top of the key. Down to 350, and there's a turnover. Springfield now playing desperate basketball, missing the shot. Another layup missed in there by the Lady Cougars. That's going to be a foul.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, on Hinchy. As she, it's on Ridley. She threw the hip out.
Absolutely, David. No doubt about it. And I think Dakota got fouled on the rebound. They didn't call that foul. And then Hinchy for sure. It's her fourth foul with 3:40 to go. Might sound something small, but guess what? She's a big piece of this team, ball handling wise.
Yeah, we've seen that in this second half. Hinchy's handled the rock a lot. And she's been the go-to ball handler when Springfield's been trapping on McCaughan.
Yeah, McCaughan. It's a tough game to pronounce. Down low, no, but a foul on the inbounds pass. Two free throws for, and a very quiet second half for Springfield's Alexa Abenizio. And she'll, though, has 3 points, a three ball in the third. She'll go to the line shooting two.
Beautiful, beautiful out of bounds. She set her girl up, a little V-cut, right to the basket and got fouled.
Could cut the lead to five. She makes both, and she makes the first. Alexa's only a junior, over 1,000 points in her career so far.
Real quick, David, I always say right now 43 points, Ridley. They can't win the game with 43 points. I mean, I think Springfield's going to come at him and get some points back here.
Makes the set.
Got to keep playing.
So the lead is down to five. Full court pressure. They're going to call foul.
Yeah.
And they are on Springfield. And it's going to be on Lexi Aaron, first team seven. So 1-1. Now the key for Ridley is you got to make your foul shot.
No doubt.
Mark,
obviously.
I thought that was just an out-of-bounds play.
I agree.
I thought that was a pretty clean play.
Well, she hasn't made many calls all game long. I agree.
And the ref was out near center court and they made that call. And the play happened down right here in front of us.
You got it, Andrew.
She was a little far away from the play for my liking to call that foul.
Sometimes we say ball don't lie.
1-1. First short, no good by Boyd. Rebound, Springfield. Here they come. NBA three around the rim. Short, no good. That was fired up by Abenizio. That would have cut it to two. Now Ridley with the rebound. McCaughan, and they have the ball. McCaughan slowly across the timeline. Right wing corner, three ball is up. What a pass, no good, missing the shot, but an offensive rebound, and they get it out high.
Big.
Ridley still with a rock. Central League Girls Basketball Championship. And it is McNicholas. That's a really long shot, but she drains it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Kylie McNicholas, the junior and the granddaughter of legendary Ridley coach Joe McNicholas. Do not forget Joe. I'm sure he's in the house here somewhere. 2:42 to go. The lead now is 8 points for Ridley. What a historic win this would be for this program. Going to the basket is Abenizio, and she is fouled. 17 fouls on Springfield. That is team foul number six, I believe, on Ridley it is. 2:33 to go.
I love Alexa's decision there to just put her head down, say, I'm going bully ball, I'm going to the rim on you, and get fouled. I don't think you can stop her going to the rim.
She can cut it to six if she makes both. Good. Alexa Abenizio. And Springfield is headed to the District 1 5A tournament once again. And Ridley headed to the District 1 6A tournament.
Hinchy back in with four fouls for Ridley.
Makes both. Alexa Abenizio, six-point lead. Now with the ball in the backcourt is McNicholas.
That's it.
Gets it to the young lady. You have to have it in her hands. McCaughan, Dakota. Top of the key. Between a lot of between the leg dribbling. Pulling back. Takes it to the basket. Left wing corner, thinking about the three, but good job there. Hinchy says no. 2:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Hinchy from the center position is out high now. Boyd left of the key. Now flips it far side to Hinchy. Top of the key now, Boyd. Boyd to the right side. Got to watch that steal, and it's a reach in. And Boyd will go back to the line, a chance to redeem herself with another 1-1. We have 1:54 to go in the fourth quarter. Rachel Conran back into the game for Springfield. 46-40 is the score.
So, like our rules are now, 2 minutes ago, Andrew, it's either a wide open three or, more importantly, hold the ball. You're going to be fouled. So if you can attack the rim and get a layup, we take layups only right now. No need for jump shots.
She got that one. Lindsay Boyd for Ridley makes it a seven-point lead. She has 6 points in the game. 47-40 Ridley over Springfield. Buck 54 to go in the game. Free throw good again by Boyd. 8 point lead. Desperation time for Springfield. Timeout. Kai McNichol. We'll take a break. 1:49 to go in the ball game. Central League Girls Basketball Championship. It is 48-40 in favor of Ridley on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
1:49 to go, fourth quarter. That made our airwaves last week.
I wouldn't foul Dakota. I would try to double her and let anybody else shoot. I think she's just that good of a ball player and good of a shooter.
Team foul number 9.
Anybody else at the line.
Team foul number 9, and she misses it. And that's going to be over the back, so that hurts. So, but McCaughan misses the front end of the 1-1, and then over the back foul on Ridley sends Springfield to the line without stopping the clock. 1:20 to go, and they can cut, instead of going up by 10, they can cut the lead down to 6.
Interesting.
They call that foul on
Shea McNamara.
Boys to follow, Haverford and Pencrest. Pencrest back in the Central League Championship game, third straight year. Up. She misses the shot. Springfield. So now it's Ridley with the ball, and with 1:13 to go, Springfield Delco in danger of losing for the second straight year in the girls' basketball Central League Championship game. Fell by 5 to Garnet Valley last year. Garnet Valley went all the way to state finals, if you remember, in 6A before falling, that Pittsburgh area powerhouse. Ridley has the ball and a foul out high. Team foul number 10, so it's going to be 2 shots here. And going to the line is Kylie McNicholas. Shooting 2. 1:07 to go. 8-point lead. We're in the fourth quarter. Boys game to follow. Mark, you're kind of befuddled a little bit.
I am a little bit. I didn't think that Ridley's matchup zone would really work with the shooters that Springfield has, and it really did. So kudos to Ro Valcone and Ridley staff for going to that matchup zone early in the third quarter.
Free throw is good by McNicholas.
And I would say the other piece was 1, 2, 3, 4. They have 8 points in the paint this half, Ridley, and Springfield has none. And just them attacking the rim. It's a great little point.
9-point lead, Ridley. Misses the second. Here comes Springfield with a minute to go in the game. Abenizio. Talk about NBA 3. Back of the rim. No good. Long the rebound. Out to Abenizio. Springfield down by 9. They need a minor miracle. Conran. Pull back 3. No good. They just can't make their shots. And a foul on McCaughan. underneath. I think McCaughan, or they're going to call it on Boyd, maybe.
No, I think they got McCaughan for wrapping her hands around on a box out.
McCaughan. So this will be 1-1 here. We've seen crazier things happen, but it's probably not. Free throw up and no good. And they dodge, you know, they miss an opportunity against Springfield, and there's a foul. McCaughan back to the line, shooting. It'll be two. So, yeah, looking for a most valuable player in the game, I presume. Oh yeah, absolutely, McCaughan. And it'll be good to chat with her. Chat, rap with her, as we like to say. The senior for Ridley. And their first ever Central League Girls Basketball Championship. Free throw good by Dakota. Her first point of the fourth quarter, 23 in the game, in and out. 40 seconds to go, 10-point lead for Ridley. Back comes Springfield. They lose the ball, turnover. And that, I wouldn't even foul. I would let the clock just run out because this baby is over. 30 seconds to go. Good hustle by Long. Knocks it out of bounds. So you got to give credit for Springfield Delco getting here to the championship. But for the second straight year, they're going to fall. And but, hey, bigger fish to fry, baby.
They look great. The first couple minutes of the third quarter up by nine. You're right. It'll be a 28-9 run to close it. 28-9.
And Kai McNichol says the same thing. Spread it out. Let's run out. Play good defense and try to get regular steals, but no fouls. And listen, Ridley. The borough of Ridley Township. And they throw it underneath on the back door, lay it up and in by Lindsay Boyd. 4 seconds, and clock is running down in celebration in Ridley Township. A championship, a Central League Girls Basketball Championship, 52-50 over Springfield, 52-40, 52-40. A 12-point win for Ridley over Springfield in the Central League Girls Basketball 2020 Championship game. We'll take a break. Congratulations, Ridley. Getting ready for that District 1 6A tournament. Try to get an MVP interview in a moment on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here to Harrington High School. Ridley girls basketball, historic win, the Central League Championship over Springfield. Delco 52-40. Both teams head to the District 1 tournament. Ridley 6A, Springfield in 5A. MVP, senior Dakota McCaughan, 23 points. Great job. First time I had a chance, I saw you on Mike Iannacci. He sent me some video on you. And a tremendous job. Congratulations and a heck of a job. Got to pick up our microphone here. There you go, Dakota. Great job.
Thank you.
Tell us, coming over from Bonner, Tom Stewart, buddy of ours, great guy. He misses you dearly. But, it's really unbelievable what you have accomplished this year.
Thank you. Going into the season, we knew it was going to be a special season, and I think tonight really proved that.
And real quick, I know you want to get back with the team here. College plans?
I haven't decided yet. I keep it really low-key. I just really haven't decided.
All right. Was there some point during the game you thought that this was going to be a winnable? I mean, you came in thinking you were going to win, but was there some point you felt a turn? Seemed like your third quarter was really when you started to pull away.
Yeah, I think we got into a really good groove in the third quarter, and from there, we just kept going. We wanted it really, really bad, and at halftime, we all talked about it, and we knew we were going to have to change something and bring the energy up to win.
Real quick, one question, though. Did you guys go to a 3-2 matchup zone there in the third quarter?
Yeah, we played a 3-2 matchup zone.
It seemed like it was very effective, and you got Ellen, Alyssa, and Rachel.
Yeah, we... we keyed in on the shooters, and that was our main purpose, to prohibit them from shooting the ball. So.
All right, we're taking you away from your celebration. Go ahead.
All right, Dakota, great job.
Thanks. Great job.
All right, there you go, 52-40, as Ridley improves to 21-3 on the season. Springfield drops to 18-5. 23 points for Dakota McCaughan, leading scorer. 25 points for Alexa Abenizio for Springfield. Here we go, District 1. Hopefully these teams will make a deep run.
Two quick points. Second half, Ridley, a crisp 9-15, 60% from the field. Springfield, I never saw it, 2-14. Two threes is all they made. 2-14, 14% from the field. The matchup zone had a big thing to do with it. Springfield's a really good team. They'll be a force to be reckoned with in the district playoffs for sure.
Yeah, and District 1, really loaded this year, too. So let's go over to Pete.
Yeah, one last stat before we sign off here. Springfield girls had 18 rebounds, 25 for the Ridley girls. That rebounding in the fourth quarter was a big thing. And one stat, in the second half, I could be wrong, in the second half, Ridley turned the ball over one time. That controlling the ball, I think, was a big difference in the ball game.
Yeah, that...
Stats, baby, stats. Here you go, Andrew, my man.
So the Springfield Lady Cougars were led by Alex Abenizio with 25 on, I have, 8 of 17 from the floor and 4 free throws. Alyssa Long had 4, Rachel Conran had 9, and Lexi Aaron had 2 for their total of 40. For the Lady Green Raiders, they were led by our MVP Dakota McCaughan with 23. Lindsay Boyd had 9, Kylie McNicholas had 4, Mackenzie Griffith had 3, Shannon Hinchy with 9, and Shay McNamara with 4 for their total of 52 in a 52-40 win for the Lady Green Raiders.
Yeah, it's amazing that Springfield scored just 12 points in the second half. Once again, congratulations to Coach Roe Falcone, her staff, and the Ridley Lady Raiders girls basketball team, the Central League champs on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.